Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Here they come on third and five. Wilson, boy, somehow escapes. He's going to run for it. Plenty of green grass. Wilson stays in bounds. He's still going. And he's in. Touchdown. Zach Wilson pulling a magic trick.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore. The 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown. Tune is buried. That was Sauce Gardner coming in hot. Garrett Wilson, here he goes. Goodbye and hello, Enzo.
Van Dyke swarmed, swallowed, and sacked. Guess who? You only got one guess, Jermaine Johnson.
Here's Breece Hall looking for history. Hall with his 24th straight game with a rushing touchdown into the
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time to answer your mailbag questions. So the queen is back, Kayla Pace. She's taken some time out from her role as the manager of digital and social media for the Connecticut Sun in the WNBA. And of course, you know, she also makes the Pace's Playbook videos for us over on the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel, youtube.com/PlayLikeAJet. Kayla, welcome back.
It's great to be back, as always.
We got a lot to talk about, a lot of questions, because as I'm sure you can imagine, Jets fans are in a good mood after what just happened in the game at Pittsburgh. And we will start with Mr. Gonzo. He asks, if Dwayne Brown ends up playing, does Elijah Vera Tucker get kicked back to right guard, or does he play right tackle? You could go either way. I suppose it really depends on what they think of Elijah Vera Tucker's ability to play right tackle. He played left tackle in college. I'm not sure he has any experience at right tackle. They could be secretly working with him at that position like they did with him at left tackle last week. Nobody knew about it. Nate Herbig played really well at right guard, so maybe they're thinking that if Dwayne Brown comes back, they would move Elijah Vera Tucker to right tackle so they could avoid playing Connor McDermott and use Nate Herbig at guard. That would be their strongest collection of players. It's just a matter of how comfortable would Elijah Vera Tucker be at right tackle. Could go either way, maybe a 50-50 shot that he plays right tackle or right guard if Dwayne Brown plays.
Yeah, I mean, I saw today Elijah Vera Tucker talking in his press conference saying that he feels like he could play anywhere. So if that has something to do with it, if his comfortability plays a role in that decision, then sure, throw him at right tackle. I would like to see at this point, especially in a game like this one against a division rival where it's obviously going to be tough and they're going to have to rely a lot on the offense and the line being stable, put your best guys out there and see what they can do.
Next question comes in from Day Kina. He asks, would you rather have Elijah Vera Tucker continue to shine and turn into a solid starting left tackle, or have him play at a Pro Bowl or All-Pro level at guard with serviceable play from the left tackle? Well, I would hope that you could get better than serviceable play from the left tackle going forward, whether that's Mekhi Becton or somebody else. It's a tough call. I think if you believe that Elijah Vera Tucker could be a top 10 to 12 left tackle, it's a murky conversation. If you think he's just going to be average or slightly above average, but you think he could be a Pro Bowl or All-Pro level guard for the next 10 to 15 years, then you put him back at guard. It really just depends on how high of a ceiling you think he has at tackle. And if he continues to play tackle the next few games and plays well, it'll be an interesting discussion for the offseason.
Yeah, and I have to agree with you there, Scott. I think that, though, because of the value that left tackle has, like, I don't personally don't mind what amount of time they need to use him to fill that role as long as he's playing well. And I mean, of course, we'd love to see him at his drafted position where he's supposed to be, right? Like over at right guard. That's what the expectation was from him. And that's what fans were hoping to see. And that's what I'm assuming that Joe Douglas was hoping to see. But I think also, too, the trade up for that player, I think, is knowing on a level that that guy could play where you need him to play. And yes, you could get a Pro Bowl right guard, but you could also be someone that holds it down in a situation where you need him. So if he has to play more snaps at left tackle, then that's fine by me as long as he continues to hold it down.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Tyler Sloboda. He asks, if the Jets think they have a legitimate playoff shot, what kind of moves do you expect at the trade deadline? Possibly a push for Jesse Bates if since he continues to struggle, maybe a linebacker. Honestly, if they make any moves at the trade deadline, I don't think it's going to be anything major. It might be some sort of roster-filling linebacker or safety, somebody for depth. Generally, players of that caliber don't get traded at the trade deadline, and Joe Douglas is not a guy that makes a swing like that, which would cost a ton of draft capital and a lot of salary cap space. Even if the Jets do better than expected, I don't think he's going to make some sort of major move. So yeah, I think they might go out and get some sort of depth piece or a fringe starter, but I can't imagine anybody like Jesse Bates getting traded to the Jets. And I don't think since he's going to struggle enough that they would be out of it by the time the trade deadline comes. They are 2-2. If they trade Jesse Bates, they're basically waving the white flag, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, so I heard just as soon as that question started, my first thought that pops into my head is safety before you even got it all the way out. And but like you, Scott, I don't think that Jesse Bates is the most feasible option, because if we're talking about the Bengals, like they're already out of it in some way. Like Bengals and the Jets have the same record right now. So we'll see how it looks when we get closer to playoff time. But I think barring some kind of major injury to the Jets roster that like they don't really have someone to fill that hole, then I don't think that we'll see any major trades at the coming close to the deadline. Like if they're looking that good come playoff time or getting close to the playoffs, then I think they're going to be pretty happy with the roster that they have out there. And like, we'll also continue to see how the offensive line and those injuries develop as time goes on and as we get closer to the trade deadline. But again, I don't think that anything major happens unless there's like a unforeseen injury.
Jay Kreutzberger asks, how do you think the Jets are going to try to contain Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill on Sunday? This is an interesting question. Robbie Sabo brought this up earlier in the week in our midweek news and notes podcast, But I think that the most effective strategy might very well be taking a page out of the Bill Belichick playbook. You put Sauce Gardner one-on-one on Jalen Waddle and then double Tyreek Hill with DJ Reed and one of the safeties. It worked very well for the Patriots when they had Darrell Revis. Might be the way to go here. The interesting thing with Sauce Gardner is going to be seeing how he handles Tyreek Hill and or Jalen Waddle, because the guys that he struggled with the most in college, and he didn't struggle much at all, period, but the ones that gave him the most trouble were the smaller, speedier guys. Hill and Waddle fit that bill. Calvin Austin is the guy that he talked about being his toughest challenge at Cincinnati. So I'm curious to see how the Jets decide to approach this, but I do like Robbie's idea of putting Sauce one-on-one with Jalen Waddle and double covering Tyreek Hill with DJ Reed and one of the safeties.
This is a prove-it game for these corners that have started out really strong. When I think about this matchup, like, I want to see what those guys are capable of out there. And obviously you're not hoping that they get burned, but like, I want to put them, like, I want to see them put in one-on-one situations. So to have Sauce on Waddle, like, I think that would be a great matchup to see. I think that Sauce has talked a lot, and like, I love Sauce. I have no problem with him talking a lot, but like, this is going to be the toughest test so far for him. And I want to see that these corners who, I mean, both Sauce and DJ Reed have said, hey, I think I'm a CB1. So go out there and let's see it. Like, this is the game to do that. And I'm really excited to watch that play out.
It's going to be a fascinating matchup regardless of the way that the Jets play this. And if you want to get in on the action of trying to decide whether Jalen Waddle and or Tyreek Hill are going to do better or worse than their player projections in their daily fantasy matchups at prizepicks.com, I highly recommend doing so. Depending on how much you believe in the Jets corners, you may want to say that they're going to do worse than their projections. You may want to say they're going to do better. Either way, you pick 2 to 5 players over at prizepicks.com, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport you watch. NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, whatever you want, prizepicks.com has it. No competing against other people, just you versus the projections made. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code PLAJ. If you deposit $100, PrizePicks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, PrizePicks will give you $50. Don't forget to enter the promo code PLAJ to sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100 at prizepicks.com. Next question comes in from Gus Toon. He says, Bryce Huff played and made an immediate impact on Sunday against the Steelers. Why is it that the fans seem to know this was possible, but the coaching staff didn't? Also, who's worse, Vernon Golston or Connor McDermott? So first part of this question, I think it's just a matter of what Luke Grant said on the show a couple of days ago. The coaching staff does not believe in Bryce Huff's ability to stop the run. They want to get guys here that are more complete, and so they were hesitant to make him active because he's so one-dimensional. But as you said, getting him on the field, you saw him get those pressures. He's an obvious third and long type of player. I know he's not complete, but getting to the passer is the most important thing that somebody at his position can do. And if he can help there, they've got to keep him active and get him more snaps. As far as who's worse, Vernon Golston or Connor McDermott, let's put aside Connor McDermott's performance as an offensive lineman. He actually was much better than you would have expected against the Steelers. Not that he was good, but he wasn't as disastrous as you would have thought. Connor McDermott caught a touchdown pass last year. That alone is far better than anything Vernon Golston ever did. You can bring up every single Jets draft pick ever, and I've had this discussion many times. There are plenty of guys like Johnny Lamb Jones who didn't work out, Roger Vick, Blair Thomas, the guy who is the biggest bust in the history of this franchise. And one of the biggest busts in the history of the NFL is Vernon Golston. Picked 6th overall, literally did absolutely nothing. He was so bad that his rookie year, if he hadn't been the 6th overall pick, he wouldn't even have made the roster. Was never a rosterable caliber player. And when you pick a guy like that at number 6 overall, it's straight up embarrassing. You can talk all you want to about guys like Jamarcus Russell, but Jamarcus Russell at least had some good games. Vernon Golston didn't really even have any good plays. He was awful. So as bad as Connor McDermott is, nobody will ever hold a candle to Vernon Golston when you consider the combination of where he was picked and how little he contributed. Because you can bring up somebody like Christian Hackenberg, but he was just a dart throw quarterback in the second round. Vernon Golston was the sixth overall pick, expected to be a franchise changer, and he was an absolute waste.
Yeah, you guys are wrong for even trying to compare Connor McDermott to Vernon Golston. That's so mean, man. But I mean, hey, I get it. We're frustrated with McDermott right now. It seems like the spot that's really holding us back in a lot of ways. So I get it. But man, no, absolutely not. Vernon Golston is worse. As for Bryce Huff, I mean, I think that fans have a more positive view, I guess, of his potential. And it's unfortunate from the fan side to see that. But, I mean, hey, his deal's up next year. He's a young guy. Maybe he's just not fitting in what they're looking for. And if they play him on the right snaps, like Skyle, you were saying, like, if he's a third and long guy, then put him out there then. But to not dress him feels a little wrong, given how much he has contributed over the years. I mean, like, he had some breakout games that made people a fan of his. Like, people wouldn't be advocating for somebody who they didn't enjoy watching play to be out on the field. So it's too bad for him, but hopefully it doesn't seem like he's got a future in New York. So hopefully there's somewhere out there that wants to utilize him for the skill set that he does have, because it's not that he's not a talented guy.
Next question comes in from Joshua Tannemine. He asks, seeing what we've seen from Geno Smith this season, should the Jets have kept him?
These questions are just something today.
I understand the sentiment here, but realistically, if you go back and watch Geno, there were moments where you could see glimpses, but overall, he was just a really poor decision maker, couldn't read a defense. And ultimately, there was no way you could have foreseen him being a quality starting quarterback in the NFL. Now, we'll see. It's only been a quarter of the season. Is he going to be able to keep this up? Maybe he's just a really late bloomer. But even the Giants gave him a chance. He's had chances to spot start. And until now, he just never put it all together. If you watch him so far this season, the pre-snap recognition is just light years ahead of anything we saw here with the Jets. He's not making the mistakes that he made when he was here. He's taking what the defense is giving him. It's just a very different quarterback. So you want to talk about hindsight being 20/20. It's really tough to say that the Jets should have kept Geno Smith. It seemed pretty obvious that the Jets needed to move in another direction in the long term. Unfortunately, that direction ended up being Sam Darnold, and that didn't work out either. But I can't really condemn the Jets for not keeping Geno Smith, because nobody in their right mind would have thought that he'd have the top passer rating in the NFL after 4 weeks of the 2022 season back in 2013 and 2014 when he was making so many mistakes.
Yeah, gosh, that was like 8 seasons ago. I mean, there's no way to foresee that coming. Obviously, there's a lot going on. And who knows, maybe it was just like he wasn't there yet at a personal professional level. But because obviously there was a lot of drama surrounding Geno's exit and all of that. But I think that maybe he just found the spot for him. He's grown up. He's a pro now. It is what it is. But you certainly can't look back at someone that left 8 years ago and feel some type of way about it. I mean, I don't lose sleep over Geno Smith. I do lose sleep over Demario Davis.
Next question comes in from Michael Christopher. He says, do the Jets have an advantage every time they play the Dolphins with Salah and LaFleur's combo over McDaniels because the system they run is so similar and Salah should know how to defend it with ease? Also, would Arthur Smith have been a better head coach for the Jets than Salah? Everyone said the Jets had much more talent than the Falcons during joint practice, but Smith has the Falcons in every game without a good QB. Did the Jets make a big mistake again? Let's start with the Dolphins part of this. I would think that the advantage runs both ways, right? Because you have LaFleur and Salah who both know what McDaniel's doing, but McDaniel knows what they're doing. They both come from the same system. They coach together for several years. So I think they all know each other well enough to be able to get inside each other's heads. So I think it runs both ways. I don't think anybody has any kind of clear advantage. As far as Arthur Smith, way too early to tell. You're right. So far, the Falcons with a bad quarterback and a subpar team overall seem to be competing week in, week out. But let's have this conversation in a couple of years, because there's been plenty of coaches where you say, oh, they're fighting. And then nothing ever comes of it and they never turn the corner. With Salah, he got off to a rough start, no question about it. He still has a lot to work on. Let's see how the Jets shape up the rest of the season, and let's see what happens with the Falcons the rest of the season before we start making any proclamations about who the better head coach is going to be. You are right. So far, you've seen more that you like out of Arthur Smith than Robert Salah, but it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, no, absolutely with you on the it's way too early to tell. I think anyone who's saying that they're fully out on Salah yet is getting ahead of themselves. They're jumping ahead of it, too early to tell that. I think that, well, maybe you'll have a more clear idea by the end of this season, or even just in the bottom like quarter of this season, because you need to be able to see how they make adjustments and how they grow. And hopefully you get to see that with more like at least the majority of the team out there and healthy and playing and contributing to the system that they're building around these players. And I think, yeah, as for the McDaniels question, I mean, it doesn't really give anyone an advantage, but it does lend to creating a more creative game plan, because it's going to be easier to anticipate what the other does. But like you said, Scott's on both sides, so it doesn't really create a distinct advantage, but it's going to lead to a game where maybe you see some trick plays. Maybe you see something that they wouldn't normally do, because that's not going to be what's anticipated.
Kayla Pace, the host of Pace's Playbook, over on the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel, youtube.com/playlikeajet. Thanks so much for coming on and answering some mailbag questions with me. Really appreciate it. For those that want to follow you on social media and, of course, watch the Pace's Playbook videos and maybe some old episodes of Coach and Kayla. I don't know. They might be WNBA fans. How can they check out everything you're doing, and how can they follow you on social media?
Yeah, so find me on Twitter @KP_on_TV. Everything good is there. And hey, if you want to check it out, @ConnecticutSun on all platforms.
Make sure you check out Kayla on Twitter and everything she's doing with the Connecticut Sun, as well as the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel, youtube.com/playlikeajet, where the Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has some fantastic All 22 videos up, breaking down a lot of the Jets film from this past week, including Zach Wilson's fourth quarter heroics. Watch our videos. Subscribe if you haven't already. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, bless you, thank you shirt, the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there. teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. Visit playlikeajet.com and be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and playlikeajet.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.